Chapter 142. A Dog's Mission 14, 2. Translator. Zia, editor. Ellie, the male classmate, was full of grievances. In his entire life, this method had never failed him. But to his surprise, Su Su, who looked soft and easy to handle, turned out to be so hard to deal with. Not only had she refused to be swayed, she even rejected him firmly and now wanted to humiliate him at her doorstep. How could a woman be like this? But I don't like you. Love is mutual. Whether you're tired or not from doing all this, I don't care. I only care about how I've lost my job and my freedom because of your so-called concern and affection. If you really love me, then please leave. Don't use your possessiveness as an excuse to force me. Su Su finished speaking and shut the peephole on the security door. Meanwhile, at the corner, hearing the barking of Tuan Tuan downstairs and unable to concentrate on his writing because Da He was scratching the door like crazy, the landlord finally opened his door, only to overhear the conversation between Su Su and the male classmate. He didn't really know why, but he found himself wanting to listen, just to understand Su Su's attitude. If she had any feelings for that male classmate, then he would back off. But to his surprise, it turned out to be entirely one-sided harassment from that guy. Since that was the case, there was no need to hold back. Daring to harass his tenant in his building? This kid must be tired of living. By the time the male classmate was being beaten so badly he couldn't tell which way was up, he still hadn't clearly seen who was hitting him. It wasn't until the landlord physically dragged him downstairs and pointed at him with a warning, telling him never to show up in front of Su Su again, that he finally saw his attacker's face. Wasn't this the guy everyone said was just an unemployed loafer? How could he be this strong? He worked out at the gym every week. How could he lose so badly to this guy? He didn't even get a chance to fight back. This felt completely unreal. You, who the hell are you to Su Su? What right do you have to interfere in our business? The male classmate was full of resentment. Su Su had told him this guy was just her landlord. She's the future grandma of my baby pup. The landlord declared, full of righteous confidence. If Tuan Tuan agreed to give him one of her puppies, then Su Su would be the pup's grandma, and from now on, he would have to treat her with the utmost respect. Even now, Su Su was technically the mother-in-law of his dog, Da He. As Da He's dad, he had to make sure to curry favor with her properly. She's also my son's mother-in-law. The male classmate was completely thrown off by the landlord's words. He couldn't make any sense of them. What kind of nonsense was this? What were they even talking about? Who was this baby pup? What mother-in-law? Did these two already have a child together? That couldn't be right. If they had a child, how would she be the grandma? And how did mother-in-law come into the picture? Grandma and mother-in-law weren't even the same generation. Are you mentally ill or something? The male classmate couldn't help but blurt out the question, straight from the depths of his soul. Yes, I am. I've got a mental illness. The kind where even if I beat someone to death, I won't go to jail. Want to give it a try? The landlord grinned, baring his eerie, gleaming white teeth, cracking his knuckles, and took a step forward. The male classmate bolted in terror. Damn, this pair, one man and one woman, was way too terrifying. The woman was vicious and ruthless. She quit her job without a second thought and even threatened to sick her dog on him. And the man? Not only did he beat people without hesitation, he actually seemed ready to beat someone to death, and apparently had a condition that made him immune from prosecution. Just thinking about it was terrifying. How had he misjudged these two people so badly? He actually thought Su Su was a sweet, kind, and soft little cutie, and that the landlord was just a silly homebody who sat at his computer all day grinning like a fool. He had really been too naive, mistaking two fierce wolves for harmless sheep and thinking they were easy to bully. He swore never to come back here again, never to see those two people again. Otherwise, he might really get beaten to death by them. TCH. And here I thought he was the type to cling on no matter what. Turns out he's just a coward. The landlord hadn't even landed a punch yet and the guy had already bolted out of sight. He'd thought this dude might actually be a real threat, someone capable of forcing Su Su to quit her job and stay home. But in the end, he was just a spineless coward who could be scared off with a single beating. What was there to be afraid of? No, he had to go back and talk to Su Su, tell her that quitting a job she liked for someone like that was absolutely not worth it. Thank you. I didn't expect you to be so amazing. Just then, Su Su appeared behind him, looking pleased, clearly having enjoyed the show. I was just trying to scare him a little. Didn't expect him to be such a wimp. The compliment from Su Su made him a little embarrassed. He really was just a coward. Su Su rolled her eyes in the direction the male classmate had run off. She really did feel quite disdainful toward him. Thinking back to when she had first returned here, she really had been too vulnerable. Anyone who showed her a little warmth, she'd treasure it far too much. That must have been what made the guy think he had a chance. To be fair, she was partly at fault too. She should have never accepted money from him. Even though she had paid it back later, it still made him feel like she owed him something. "Your job?" The landlord hesitated for a moment before finally speaking. Even though it wasn't really his place to interfere, what someone did for work was Su Su's own business. Still, he thought it was a shame. If she had quit because of that guy, he could have helped handle it. "It's okay, I didn't want to do that job anymore anyway. I have my own career now," Su Su said shyly, revealing that she had started writing books. "What a coincidence, you write on that site too?" The landlord hadn't expected his tenant to be a fellow writer on the same platform. "You do too?" Su Su was surprised. She'd guessed that the landlord probably made decent money from writing, but she hadn't imagined they were on the same site. "Yeah, want to reveal our pen names to each other?" The landlord looked at her thoughtfully before finally asking. It was the first time he had ever told someone in real life that he was a writer. Everyone else just thought he wrote books for fun, so over time, he simply started telling people that he ran an online store from home. No one actually knew his pen name. I'm still a newbie, a total nobody. Maybe revealing our pen names isn't such a good idea?" Su Su hesitated even more. She was just a small-time writer. How embarrassing would it be if a big-name author found out her pen name? "Then let's not reveal them for now. Let's just write together and motivate each other." The landlord figured that would make things feel more relaxed between them. When the time was right, they could always exchange pen names later. By then, both of them would probably feel more at ease. Deal.